ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ नमो
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17. The title of the chapter is The Descent of the River Ganges, text number 2. Yatra देवता शरणार विन्दोदकम् इति या अनुश्रवणम् उत्कृष्यमाना भगवा भक्तियोगेन दृढम् क्लियमानान्त यत्र हावा इन्द ध्रुवलोक इन्द्रुवलोक वीरव्रता फर्मली डिटरमाइंड उत्तनपादी द फेमस सन ऑफ महाराज उत्तनपाद परम भागवत द मोस्ट एग्जाल्टेड डिवोटी अस्मत् अवर कुल देवता ऑफ द फैमिली डेटी चरण अरविंद ऑफ द लोटस फीट उदकम इन द वाटर इति दस या वि which anusavanam constantly utkrishyamana be increased bhagavad bhakti yogena by devotional service unto the Lord dridam greatly kliyamana antahridaya being softened within the core of his heart akantya by great anxiety vivasha spontaneously amilita slightly open lochana of eyes yugala pair kudmala from the flower light viglita emanating amala uncontaminated Aspa khalaya with tears abhivyajyamana being manifested roma kulaka kulaka two symptoms of ecstasy on the body adhuna adhuna api even now parama adarena great reverence shirasa by the head vibharti he bears translation by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki Dhruva Maharaj the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapada is known as the most exalted devotee of the supreme lord because of his firm determination in executing devotional service knowing that the sacred Ganges water washes the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated on his own planet to this very day, accepts that water on his head with great devotion. Because he constantly thinks of Krishna very devoutly within the core of his heart, he is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Tears flow from his half-open eyes and eruptions appear on his entire body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
When a person is firmly fixed in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is described as Vira Vrata, fully determined. Such a devotee increases his ecstasy in devotional service more and more. Thus, as soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. This is a symptom of a Mahabhagavata. Dhruva Maharaj maintained himself in that devotional ecstasy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us a practical example of transcendental ecstasy when he lived at Jagannath Puri. His pastimes are fully narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here we are reading the descent of river Ganges, which is for devotees. Ganges is always very special because every day when we have that prema jhari prayers, we chant Gandamayi ki jai, Jamunamayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai. So this is a very very special. Srila Prabhupada has given this program, such a wonderful program, so that by just attending the program, we glorify all these things. Ganga Devi, Yamuna Devi. By just chanting Ganga Devi, Ganga, that means that is a, that it's like a name Ganga, the form Ganga. There is no difference actually. Our Guru Maharaj every day says, I took Ganges bath. Even though he is in Mayapur, but sometimes he just adds a little bit of Ganges water. A devotee carries some water in the jet or in the container, and then he adds that and then just sprinkles that and takes it. So this is so potent actually. It says here, up to date, it's not like a, some story or some grandma tale or anything. Up to date, today also, Dhruva Maharaj in his planet, he accepts this this Ganges water on his head. Why? Because the Ganges water is none not other than, this is like a water, wash the lotus feet of the Lord. Like yesterday, Prabhu was mentioning about Agro Bhandeshwar was Trivikram. త్రివిక్రమ అవర్ శాలిగ్రామ్ మూర్తి. సో త్రివిక్రమ ఇస్ లైక్ హీ కేమ్ అస్ వామన, హీ కేమ్ అస్ వామన టు ట్రిక్ బలి మహారాజ్. హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎనీథింగ్, హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ టు బిగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఓన్లీ, హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అట్ ఆల్, బట్ హీ జస్ట్ కేమ్ ఆన్ ద రిక్వెస్ట్ సో దట్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు లైక్ సెట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ లైక్. సో హీ కేమ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ట్రిక్డ్ బలి మహారాజ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ ఫర్ 3 pieces ఆఫ్ ల్యాండ్ విచ్ బలి మహారాజ్ he just rebuked him, you are a very unintelligent boy and you are asking for big king and you are asking for only 3 pieces of land, you are not very intelligent. But after that, when Vamanadev appeared and then when the boon was given, like, okay, now you take 3 steps of land, Vamanadev expanded himself as a Trivikrama. Trivikrama is the Trivikrama. So he performed this wonderful activity of covering the whole universe. So when that external covering was pierced, at that time the water, this is like from the causal ocean, that water washed the lotus feet of Lord Trivikrama or Lord Vishnu. So that is the emanation of Ganges. So that is such a powerful thing. It's not like ordinary water, not like it's a Ganges water is so powerful. And then it's like people who understand that, especially who respect that, and then they get so much spiritual benefit actually. So this is Srila Prabhupada was very he says here in this purport, he says, when a person is firmly fixed in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is called Veera Vrata, fully determined, Dhrida Vrata. This is something like a Dhrida Vrata. So in Bhagavad Gita, it says many places it is mentioned, Dhrida Vrata. Can you anyone think of any one sloka where it is Dhrida Vrata? Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Etantascha Dhrida Vrata Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasati Dhrida Vrata. Because this is very, very important. For in devotional service, it's like in the beginning, we can be a little bit pliable, no? like this way or that way. But when we start chanting Hare Krishna, when we engage in devotional service, Dhrida Vrata. This is like a, beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it says one sloka, Bhogaishwarya prasaktana taya aparta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadona vidyate. Because the meaning is, in the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Does not take place. But here we see what is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj had everything. Dhruva planet, Dhruva Loka. Dhruva Loka, when Lord Vishnu offered him. Actually, he didn't want anything actually. This is another beauty. Because he started. Dhruva Maharaj started with not completely pure Anya Vilashita Sunya. Not like that. He started. It's a very good example for all of us actually. All of us, because we are not starting, not everybody is starting devotional service completely. Oh, where is Prabhu? Where is this thing, Japamala? Where is this? Immediately, what? No, not many people are not coming like that. But yeah, we come with some motivation, some. But when you come in contact with the Lord or the Lord's devotees, then automatically our motivation changes. Automatically the purification happens. When Lord Vishnu finally gave darshan to Dhruva Maharaj, and then, my dear Dhruva, what do you want? Then what Dhruva Maharaj says? It's a very famous sloka. It's mentioned. It says, Sthana vilashi tapasostitoham tvam praptavam deva munindra guhyam kacham vichinvam apidivyaratnam swamin krutartosmi varam nayache. He's saying, Swami, when he was being blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj said, oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe type of penances and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore I am satisfied and I do not wish to ask any benedictions from you. Hari Bhakti Suddhodaya. Because this is the mood. We may start with something, but when we have the association of the Lord, when we have that association of the devotees, then we completely forget actually.
What was the purpose? Why did I come here? What did I do? What was my initial motivation? This is the Lord's mercy. He's completely purifying that even though we came with the motive in our devotional life, but somehow in the association of the Lord, the association of the devotees, the motive goes away. Then what actually stays is the devotion, pure devotion stays. That is the beauty of the devotional service. So here, such a Dhruva Maharaj, he had everything, but he was not attached to anything. He was not attached to anything. That's why he says he was Virabrata. Virabrata, fully determined. Fully determined. And this is like his position. And also, he was not an ordinary, even though he was, we all know the pastime where he went on killing these yakshas. And then when the Swayambhu Manu came, and immediately he became like a very obedient servant. See, it's not like I had a darshan of the Lord, and I have become a great devotee. Now, who can correct me? No, not like that. When Swayambhu Manu came, Dhruva, enough is enough. You have unnecessarily killed so many people, now stop it. Then immediately, yes. Immediately he stopped. And then he asked Swayambhu Manu, you go and ask, you have unnecessarily created a disturbance and created anxiety in the treasure of this thing, Kubera. So you go and ask for forgiveness. So immediately went and asked for forgiveness. So I committed this. And then what Kuvera asked? Kuvera asked us, immediately we'll go with the big shopping list. If Kuvera is coming and asking, I will give you everything, what we will have? We will ask everything, whatever is in the universe, I want it. But when Dhruva Maharaj, when he was asked, Dhruva Maharaj, I want unflinching devotion to the Supreme Lord. That is the only thing he wanted. He could have asked from anything from Dhruva Maharaj, Kuvera. He didn't ask. So this is what, these are the characteristics of pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada says, such a devotee increases his ecstasy in devotional service more and more. More and more. This is the same situation. Not only Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj. Because we have so many examples. So many examples in our past and even present also. Like we share a great example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's thing is so much ecstasy, so much devotion, so that he could completely give Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara sakati ache. Because he has Krishna. So that is why he is able to give Krishna to others. Otherwise, how can he give Krishna? He didn't have any. Prabhupada sometimes, who was a sannyasi, I don't have anything. I can't promise anything. I can't give anything. Any material comforts I can't give. But he can give. Because he possesses Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna se tumara. Krishna is yours. Krishna dite para. You can give Krishna to others also. So tumara sakat. So this is what Krishna devotee is sakti actually. Actually one sense, devotee of Krishna is one sense. Not that Krishna the devotee is more powerful. Sometimes Krishna may not even give mercy. But Krishna's devotee is more merciful than Krishna because he is more compassionate. Krishna said, you surrender, then only I will talk conversation. I start conversation. Sarvadharman paritaja, then we will have conversation. Otherwise, get lost. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Oh no, surrender and other things too far. Then he came. Then he became in the mood of a devotee. And then he gave. That is why, one sense, you catch hold of a devotee is much more better. This is all the acharyas are saying, all the shastras are saying, Aradhana nam sarvesha, Vishnu aradhanam param. Aradhana, Vishnu aradhana is better. But tasmat paradharam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Even better than worship of Lord Vishnu is worship, the paraphernalia, the associates of Lord Vishnu is more worshipable than even Lord Vishnu. So that is the fact. And here he said, thus, as soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. As soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. This is a symptom of a Mahabhagavat. So this is the Mahabhagavat devotee, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. These great devotees, we just remember. This is like remembering the Lord automatically. This is like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that in the Sikshashtaka. What is that? Asradya Vapada. Pinastumam Amam Parmagatot Karotuva kumpato matprana nathastu sayeva napam. So this is like by just remembering completely this, all these different bodily symptoms, everything, ecstatic symptom, everything is established. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada explains that in the later in the purport, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Jagannath Puri, he had darshan of Lord Jagannath. Then when he had Jagannath, immediately he fainted. All these different, completely the whole bodily, all these things stopped actually. So we also have Lord darshan of Gornita, Lord Radha Vallabha, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. So such symptoms may not be existing because this is a greater platform, Mahabhavat platform. So he completely everything stopped and people thought, no, what is this? And then, but when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was kind of a personality, he could understand this, all these different symptoms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then what he is doing? He keeps on cotton swab. Prabhupada appreciates that. This is the way to find out how, whether this everything is bona fide or not. We should not accept anything blindly. Prabhupada says that he puts the cotton swab, you know, like, and then everything, whole bodily activity, everything is stopped, but the cotton swab is just like only the breathing is there actually. So this is such ecstatic symptoms. It's very normally not this not normally doesn't happen, but in a great devotee. So here the Dhruva Maharaja's case also, it stated this is as soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. This is a symptom of Mahabhavat. Dhruva Maharaj maintained himself in that devotional ecstasy. This is the devotional ecstasy is very, very rare actually. And he maintained that by remembering the Lord. We also, but just this is what our process is very easy actually. Sometimes, you know, like how the devotional service is very difficult. One sense is difficult, the other sense is very easy. Yasmare pundarikaksha, just smareth only. Krishna doesn't put a lot of conditions. Just remembering the Pundarikaksha. So, bahya, abhyantara. Bahya is outside, abhyantara means inside, suchi. It becomes suchi. By just remembering Pundarikaksha, who is the lotus eyed Lord. So that is the glory of remembrance of the Lord. So to be here, I just collected few points of discussing how where the this is like a, because we are discussing about the descent of Mother River Ganges. So I thought now I will just read out something. Srila Prabhupada says, starting from Jayadeva Goswami Ashtaka, he says, Chalaya Sivikrama Vebalim Adbhuta Vamana Padhanaka Nirajanita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So all glories to Lord Keshava, who assumed the form of dwarf, O Lord of the universe, who take away everything inauspicious for the devotees. O wonderful Vamana Dev, you tricked the great demon Bali Maharaj by your steps. The water that touched the nails of your lotus feet, when you pierce through the covering of the universe, purifies all living entities in the form of river Ganges. So this is Mother Ganges. It's like the pastime goes like this. You know, like it's there are few versions people say. Like one is this is a water washed from the cause of ocean. The other pastime, other place it's mentioned, it's the water in the Kamandalu of Lord Brahma. So that is also correct. It's not that is different. When the Ganges, because we think only Ganges means the one we are in Haridwar, Allahabad, that is only Ganges. But when we read this, the Bhagavatam, you find so much descriptions of Ganges which are mind-boggling, which will completely blow our understanding. Because so many things are there. It is not just like only this. Because the Ganges there in the heavenly planets, Ganges there, from there it is coming. There are so many parts, so many divisions are there, and each and everything is called differently. Somewhere it's called Mandakini, somewhere Alakananda, somewhere this is yesterday Prabhu was mentioning that different names here, and that Bhagirathi, so many names, and so many things, so many pastimes are. So this is the, so many things are there to learn actually. So here, I'll read one interesting where Srila Prabhupada talks about that
the greatness of Ganga. So in the, this comes in the 9th chapter of ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Following the instructions of the great sage Aurva, King Sagara reformed many clans, including the Yavanas, Shakas, Hayas, and Barbaras. The king did not kill them but reformed them. Then again, the instructions of Aurva, King Sagara performed Ashwamedha sacrifices. But the horse needed for such a sacrifice was stolen by Indra, the king of heaven. The usual story. Because whenever anybody performs Ashwamedha Yajna, because it's like a kind of a threat. Or this person is going to become Indra or something like that. So the horse was stolen. And what happened was, King Sagara had two wives named Sumati and Keshini. While searching for the horse, the son of Sumati extensively dug up the surface of the earth. And in that way, a trench which later became known as the Sagara Ocean. In the course of the search, they came upon a great personality, Kapiladev, and thought him to have stolen the horse. With his offensive understanding, they attacked him and were all burnt to ashes. So we know the pastime where, when this the Sagara's sons, when they went in search of the horse, they just got... they saw the Kapiladev, and then there is a horse nearby. They thought, no, this person might have stolen the horse. But they attacked him, and then by the power only, everybody got burnt into ashes. And then it mentioned, Sagara had a son named Asamanjasa, whose son Amsuman later searched for the horse and delivered his uncle. Upon approaching Kapiladev, Amsuman saw both the horse meant for the sacrifice and a pile of ashes. Amsuman offered prayers to Kapiladev, who was very pleased by his prayers and who returned the horse. After getting back the horse, however, Amsuman still stood before Kapiladev, and Kapiladev could understand that Amsuman was praying for the deliverance of his forefathers. Thus Kapiladev offered the instruction that they could be delivered by water from the Ganges. Amsuman then offered respectful obeisances to Kapiladev, circumambulated him, and left that place with the horse for sacrifice. When Sagara finished his yajna, he handed over the kingdom to Amsuman, and following the advice of Aurva, attained salvation. So this is the story. And then Amsuman, he wanted to get the Ganges. He could not do that. Then Amsuman was a son, Dilipa, and then Dilipa also, he could not do that. Then Dilipa had a son whose name was Bhagiratha. Bhagiratha was, that's why in India even now they will say Bhagiratha Prayatana. Any big effort they will call Bhagiratha Prayatana. Bhagiratha Prayatana means it's a very big effort. Big effort. Bhagiratha Prayatana. Because this, what he completely satisfied Mother Ganges and made herself visible to him, wanting to give him benediction. Bhagiratha then asked to deliver his forefathers. Although Mother Ganges agreed to come down to earth, she made two conditions. Mother Ganges also put some conditions. Two conditions she put. Can anyone think what conditions Mother Ganges can put? Before coming to this material world, Mother Ganges said, I want to have fulfilled two conditions. First condition being, who is going to hold? This is a fierce wave, like water. Somebody has to hold it. Somebody has to control it. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Who is going to hold? And then the second condition is, she said, like here people will come and they will take bath and wash away the sins. Then I will be like carrying all their sins. So he saying, please, Bhagiratha, please consider this first before asking this request of me coming down to this earthly planet. So Bhagiratha answered, that Bhagiratha replied to Mother Ganges, the personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva, will be completely able to control the waves of your water. And when pure devotees bathe in your water, the sinful reactions left by sinful men will be counteracted. So this is the crux actually. The crux is, even Mother Ganges, Mother Ganga, she also feared. So Prabhupada says in the purport, Mother Ganga feared also to come into this material world, because what will happen? People will come, take advantage of the situation. Now I will say, okay, now this is like, now I will go and wash all my sins, and now I will go and commit further this thing. No, because that's why, by just the great devotees, when they come and they take bath, and then that is completely, all the contamination, everything is removed. That is why when Vidura, Maharaj Vidur, when he comes back,
to this. They say something like Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Because he is like a personification of all the Tirthas. When he comes here, automatically everything becomes purified. This is the purity of the devotee. Purity of the Lord and purity of the devotee is like, because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, he is completely purified. So then, and Lord, as we all know, then Lord Bhagiratha performed great penances to satisfy Lord Shiva, Asutosh. So then Lord Shiva agreed to contain the force. So that's why he is called, he Jadadha, he just kept everything in his jada. So that is Lord Shiva. And then the mother Ganges, Ganga's other request is also Bhagiratha replied, saying that when pure devotee is coming and taking bath in the water, all these things, contamination will be removed. So this way, Ganga is like a very, very important for us in our devotional life. And also, as Prabhu mentioned, every day when we take Charanamrita is already a Ganga water, because it's a water which is washed to the lotus feet of the Lord. Trivikrama. So that is also. So that's why, see, in the Vedic system, everything, there is a purpose actually. When they take Charanamrita also, like there is also mantra. My grandmother used to tell, like whenever there is a puja, punaskara at home, like they used to, this, you know, this one prayer, Akala Mrithi Maranam, Sarva Vyadhi Nivaranam, Samasta Pavakshayatam, Sri Vishnu Padadagam, like there are different variations will be there in the mantra. But the main point being Vishnu Padadagam. That's the water which is washed in the lotus feet of the Lord. That is subha. That is by just taking that water, by accepting that water, whether drinking or taking bath, is still is auspicious. That is why we are indebted. We are indebted to the Mother Ganges. So that's it is a very great benediction for us. Especially when we try to practice in our devotion. So we need lot of mercy. We need lot of strength. By regularly chanting, by regularly taking bath and doing this thing, it becomes very easy to fix in devotional service. And in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, you know, like this first Gita Mahatmya, Gita Mahatmya Shloka, Gita Sastram Idam Punyam Yapate Prayata Puman Vishnu Padam Avapunoti Bhaya Shlokati Vanchita. And the next is like Maline Mochanam Pumsam Jalasnanam Dinerine Sakrat Gita Mrutasnam. Sakrat Gita Mrutasnam. Because this is like a Ganges. Gita Amrita is just like a Ganges only. So just taking bath. Because sometimes we may not be able to take bath, directly go and jump into Ganges. But there is no, we don't have to worry about that, because this is also Ganges. Taking Charanamrita, taking that and then accepting on our head, that is also worshipping Ganges, accepting Ganges. And the deity worship also, there is a prayer, like they say this, Gange Chai Mune Devi Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jaleswin Sanidim Puru. Because this is like invoking their presence actually. Invoking their presence so that we can get there. Because this is all like mantra. Because this by mantra things happen. It's not like nowadays everything practically, you know, by mantra only they used to. Like the yogis, Srila Prabhupada says, like the yogis, they take bath in all the four dhams, you know, like just they take bath. Like they go and take bath in all the four the holy places and then they come. Say, Rameshwaram, Allahabad, Pur, everywhere they go. So we should not think that this is all like some story or some fairy tale or anything. Because yes, by just chanting Ganga, then Ganga Devi is there. And especially the water washed the lotus feet of the Lord, then we immediately get the mercy of the Lord. So that way, and this thing Prabhupada says, like two slokas after that, Bharatamrita Sarvaswam Vishnu Vatparat Vinishitam Gita Gangotakam Pitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. This is Gita Mahatmya only, the later, two slokas later. Bharatamrita Sarvaswam Vishnu Vatparat Vinishitam Gita Gangotakam Pitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. Gita Gangotakam. Because this is same. But one sense, actually, Ganga, one place Prabhupada says, Ganga, if you have to prolong the use only, it will give benefit. But Gita, by just Gita Gangotakam, just by doing this Gita Amrita, then you get Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punar, there is no, because this we have to be convinced about that. If I am engaged in devotional service, when I am doing devotional service to the Lord, when I am doing this Gita, Dhyayan, Srimad Bhagavat, Shravan, then we do, then it will work actually. We don't have to have any doubt that, oh, whether this will work. If it is work for Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, why it will not work for me? We should remember that. We should not think that, okay, it is all for those people, it is not for me. No, it is for us also. It will work. Eventually it will work. But we have to be determined. So that is a, this is one point I noticed. And also, there is a nice, yesterday Srila Prabhupada says, you know, like the different prayers about Ganga. Shankaracharya in his Vajagovindam also, he says in one place, Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita, Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita, Sakadapi Eva Murari Samarcha, Kriyate Tasya Yamenana Sarcha. Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita. Bhagavad Gita, you don't have to 18 chapters, everything may not be possible for everyone. Even Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita. Even little bit of Bhagavad Gita is very, very potent. Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita, Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita. Ganga Jal, even little bit of Ganges water. Just you don't have to try to have gallons and gallons of Ganges water. No, not that much is not needed. Just even little bit of. We remember in 1996, Srila Prabhupada's centennial, 1996, we had a Sahasra Tirtha Jal. We had, everybody had an opportunity to perform Abhishek for Srila Prabhupada in 1996. We had everybody got a bottle of one Kalasa and also one bottle of Sahasra Tirtha Jal. So that's that the Jala was there and it went all over the place. And so Ganga Jala Kanika Pita, even little bit of water. Sakrita Yati Murari Samarcha. Murari Samarcha, about Murari, about Lord Krishna, little bit of conversation. We are discussing so many things, so many subject matters we are discussing in our life. At least Sakrita Piyena Murari Samarcha. If we have a little bit of conversation, little bit of discussion about Murari, what is the result? Kriyate tasya yamena na satcha. That person does not have to have any arguments with Yama. Yamaraj. That means he's not like we all know Ajamil story only, you will not have any argument. Because Ajamil, through Ajamil story, Yamadev already, Yamaraj has already instructed his disciples and all the servants, don't go to the place where this holy name is there chanted. So same way, this is another benediction. Kriyate tasya yamena satna satcha, na satcha. We don't have to have any arguments. So this is the beauty of the Ganga. Gita Gangotakam Pitva. So like this, we have all the benediction. Srila Prabhupada has given everything. We don't have to worry, oh, I am sitting here in Melbourne, there is no Ganges. No, Ganges is there this way, Ganges is here, Ganges is there, Ganges personified. Everything is there actually. So that way, we don't have to, we are not bereft of the benefits of the Ganges. Ganges benefits are always there for us. So here, that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, a symptom of Mahabharata. Dhruva Maharaj maintained himself in that devotional ecstasy, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us the practical examples of transcendental ecstasy when he lived at Jagannath Puri. So we all know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his activities in Jagannath Puri, like he was completely, he didn't see this is a Jagannath, just like a, he's Krishna, because that's why, you know, like when he saw Krishna, he fainted. So we discussed like after that Swarup Dham Adham, so what it is? Not Swarup Dham Adham, like this is Sarvamoha Bhattacharya. Sarvamoha Bhattacharya was taken him to the house and then he tested all these things. So this is the potency of Ganges. Also we know when Dvaita Acharya, he was very, very concerned about the situation of the world. At that time, he was summoning, or he was petitioning the Lord. Lord, you come. And then when he was worshipping Lord, Shaligram Shila and Tulasi, and then Ganges. So this way, we can trace wherever Srila Prabhupada mentions. See, the Ganges water has been instrumental in our devotional life. Everywhere we see it in the scriptures, it's a Ganges water. And then Lord Shiva, he is always in ecstasy. Like when Like here, Dhruva Maharaj is in ecstasy, Lord Shiva is always in ecstasy. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was reading a small passage where it says, the Ganges become glorious as a result of being touched by the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord Shiva realized the glories of that water by holding it on his head. By the influence of the water, they washed the Lord's lotus feet. The place that has become famous by the name Padodaka Tirtha. This is like by the influence of the water that washed the Lord's lotus feet, that place has become famous by the name Padodaka Tirtha. Padodaka Tirtha. This is like a Vishnu Pada. Padodaka. Padodaka. This is water washed the feet of the Lord. So that way, this is like a very great benediction for us in our devotional life. So this is there's so many pastimes of Mother Ganges, and at least we can meditate on that, and then every day we can just remember the Lord and take a Charanamrita, taking the Lord, just like it is a devotional meditation. Taking Charanamrita, it's not like it is a devotional meditation. See, Ganga is there, Yamuna is there, Godavari is there, Narmada is there. So that way, when we meditate, so that's why every activity in devotional service is wonderful. Like even paying obeisances. And that is why I always wonder, like Srila Prabhupada has given such a nice thing by just coming to the temple morning, couple of hours when you are here. But all the angas of devotional service, everything is covered actually. So expert, because by just being there, everything is done. With the knowingly or unknowingly also. Knowingly if you do better, unknowingly also benefit is bestowed on anyone who comes here. So we have to take advantage of that. And that way we want to give the benefit to others also. This is like when you give Bhagavad Gita, you are also giving the best thing. When you give Bhagavad Gita, that is a Gita Amrita. So this is Gita Gangotakam Pitva. So that way they will also get the full benefit. We have to be convinced about that. Yes, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I will follow the process, then I don't have to take birth in. Who wants to take birth in the material world? Ganga Devi doesn't want to come into this material world. What to talk of us? Why do we have to come here? What is there here to check it out? Sometimes we want to check it out. I want to check it out. What is there to check it out? Same thing. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Sayam. Again, same thing, again and again. We don't have to check it out. Same thing will continue. We remain millions of years, same thing will continue. So better we just finish our business here and then go away from this place, or at least go to a place where we can completely engage in devotional service. So stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hello. North Pole Ganga Devi is
Janavi.
Janavi?
Yeah. Janavi. Janavi, yeah. Because there is one pastime where Ganga Devi was flowing. There was one Muni, he was performing a sacrifice, a meditation. Janu Muni was performing, and then Ganga Devi in his force, he completely wiped everything. Then his Achaman cup, everything went away. So the Muni saw what is happening here. all the paraphernalia, everything is gone. So he got very angry. So then he just completely swallowed Ganga. In the Shastra, our modern people may not believe all these things, but the rishis, they can do everything. Because they are saying they have so much power. So he completely swallowed Ganga. Like Agastya Muni, sometimes Agastya Muni, he takes the whole ocean water and sips. That's it. It is possible, but our understanding is we may not believe, we may not understand how it is possible, but it is possible. Like the same story, the Brahmin and the cobbler story. That Brahmin didn't understand how that putting the elephant to the eye of the needle. But the cobbler could understand, because he can see the seed, he can put the whole banyan tree into the seed, what is not possible for him. So Janu Muni swallowed Ganga, but again the same Bhagiratha. Bhagiratha came, what is happening? I was bringing that Ganga, and then you swallowed. So then he prayed. Then he came. He just left Ganges through the ears, like Janu. So that is why he was called Janavi. She is called Janavi. Janavishi. That's why if you notice, sometimes when devotees, when they touch something, they immediately touch the ear. If you drink water, sometimes because when you are touching the ear, that means it signifies, you are
washing the, this thing, like a ear, ear is like a Ganges, like a, so you are touching the ear, like that it is working. So Janavi is another name, Bhagirathi, this is because Bhagiratha brought it, and Alakananda, Mandakini, there are so many names like that. So
it's just, it's not just in Waipu, she's known as in Janavi, as Janavi?
Janavi is a name, Jalangi river, Janavi is everywhere, this is another name for Ganga, Ganga Devi. Another name for Ganga Devi?
Huh?
Jalangi. Jalangi, yeah. The variations can be.
That's the
another river.
No, another the source will be. See, it's like there may be. If you read there, you know, like the, it says east. It is called in a different name. West. It is called in south. North. Different names. It is called. Like if you read little Srimad Bhagavatam. I was thinking that normally Ganga means only one Ganga, but there's so many details are there. Somewhere it's called Sita, somewhere Bhadra, somewhere something like that. So many. So many things are there. Actually, it is interesting. These are all things we have to research. These are all things we have to study. Not that this puller, what is that research actually? Like these are all the things we have to research. How these things establish, how, because God is so merciful, He made this Ganges available to everyone. He knows everything. As the Kali Yuga comes in, we need this mercy of the Lord. Patita Pavani. So that's why He made available this Ganges everywhere. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, now we are having the deities established, the Shaligram established everywhere. Wherever we go, wherever the area, that so many kilometers radius, they all get the benefit. All our neighbors, they also get the benefit without knowing they are getting the benefit. They are close proximity to Shaligram. So they are also getting the benefit. They may or may not appreciate it, but they get the benefit of it.
If you leave your body in 20 mile radius of Shaligram Shila, you go back to Godhead, liberated.
Yeah, different instructions are different descriptions are there, because it's like that is why it's very auspicious actually. Like, see, what to talk of the then this is like by just somebody coming and offering, worshipping. So this is like so many benefits are given like that. So that way we have to take advantage as much as advantage we have to take as much we can possibly. Then it up to the Lord what kind of benediction He wants to give. That's fine. If Lord, sometimes the Lord wants us to stay here and then suffer, yes, good. That is also good, because that is a purification actually. Actually, suffering, actually, that is why Prabhupada says in one place, suffering is not His Lord's way of. Because one place I was reading, the Lord can remove the suffering in one stretch. He can remove everything. He can remove. What is no problem for Him. But He only instituted the karma. He only instituted everything. So sometimes He is seeing only a token reaction, so that we get some realization, so that we may not commit the mistake again. So Lord may give a token reaction for us. So we don't have to pray to the Lord. Lord, completely remove all my anxiety, completely remove all my suffering. Suffering is needed also sometimes, because otherwise with suffering only we forget Lord. Without suffering we may not even remember the Lord actually. So suffering is needed to some degree. Hare Krishna.
So,
yes, Prabhu.
Is there any description given that which was the water body or river available before Mother Ganges came down? Anything is there?
No, Prabhu, I have not heard anything. But see, it's like there are the heavenly planets, things were there. Then heavenly planets and our earthly planets. I'm not sure. I have not heard anything. I have not read anything in that. Maybe it's not that. Definitely some water thing should be there. It's not like a mother. Maybe it's like a Mother Ganges descent in this particular millennium or something. Because it's not, definitely this. So many things have been going on. So many yuga cycles have been going on. So maybe the Mother Ganges coming also. Maybe different yuga cycles. She may be coming. And so this is, we are studying one part of this thing. Like. One universe, one particular period we are studying. But there are so many universes are there, so many periods are there. So then it's all. Sometimes like people ask this question, Ramavatara first, Krishna Avatara first. Some general doubts will come. But the avataras are like coming like a ocean, like a waves in the ocean. Like see, now as we speak, Rama avatara may be happening in another universe. Krishna appearance may be in another universe where Lord is performing different pastimes in another universe. It's possible, definitely. It's not like we can't rule out that possibility. Especially we know from the Dwaraka Leela where one Brahmaji comes, you know, like all the Brahmas come, and then that means all the Brahmas mean there are different Brahmandas are there, so many Brahmas are there, so many universes are there, so much universal administration is there. So that means things are happening in that universes also. Not that only in Australia, in the middle of the CBD, whatever happens, that is the only thing. Sometimes we think like that. Or only in America, or something happens, oh, that is the main thing. But there are so many places, so many pastimes are happening. So we have to make ourselves aware of all this. Yeah, the real water, maybe some other water body will be there. Yes, Madhuri?
You said that Agustin is the ocean, right?
Yes.
So at that time, the demigods become worried that what water will fill the ocean. And I think, I can't remember properly, but then they said, I don't worry, the Ganges will descend and all the rivers will fill the ocean.
Okay, yeah, see, so I've not heard that, but yeah, there is so many, actually there is so many pastimes, so many this thing, you know, like one place, you know, like the other place, Agastya Muni put all the thing into one kamandalu, you know, like he puts in the water, and there is another pastime there, then the kamandalu was like tipped, so then like all the water became like again Kaveri, like this different pastimes are there, so in the Shastra. Yes, Prabhu.
On the last line,
yeah.
The bottom line, there's the word kulaka.
Yeah, kulaka, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, one second. Baspa kalaka, sorry. Roma kulaka kulaka. Whose symptoms of ecstasy on the body? Symptoms of ecstasy.
My surname is Kulakowski.
already you have that. That's it. You should be. Already you are connected. Perspiration and the goosebumps, what do they call them? Like the standing of the hairs in the body. Because perspiration. See, the thing is, we are like some. I give this example. Now, somebody going to India, like just they would not even gone to Tulamarin, gone to India. Huh? They say we gone to India. What do you mean by gone to India? He's not even gone to Tulamarin, not even catch the flight. No? Like, that means you are in the right track. No? We are in the right track. So when you say he has gone to India, sometimes the devotee has gone to India. He has just gone, only going to on the way to Tulamarin. But the same way, all the pulaka, baspa, all these things may not be manifest at this point in time, but eventually when we follow the process, when we do this way, then it will all manifest in our body also. But we don't want to prematurely manifest all these things. As time comes, when this thing, it will get manifested.
Is it also true that the reason we wrap the Gayatri thread around our right ear, when we go to a dream, because it says that all the whole universe reside in the right ear?
Yeah, that possible. That is why, you know, like so many things to read, so many things to discuss. I don't know. I have not heard anything. Maybe it, see, sometimes, you know, like then the Brahmanas, they put the Gayatri in the ear also. You know, when they're going to the bathroom or somewhere, you know, like they put that. So that means it's a purification. Like because that is why, you know, like even the Ganges came out of the ear, not from my ear, but Janu Muni's ear. You know, because of that Janavi, she is Janavi. So that way, you know, like when they touch this, you know, it's for purification. So yes, it's possible. Yeah, so many things to learn, and so that is why now when I was reading, you know, like it's like this thing is not sufficient. So many information there, so much Prabhupada has given. So only thing is, you know, even if we understand little bit about that also, we get so much benefit actually. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Gendamayi ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.